Welcome to the Council of Trent podcast, a production of Catholic Answers.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Free for All Friday here on the Council of Trent podcast. I'm your host, Catholic Answers apologist and speaker Trent Horn. But I don't want to make it all about Catholic Answers apologist and speaker Trent Horn. It's not all about me, because if it is, I might be a narcissist. And I don't want to be that, because that's what we're going to talk about today, because it's Free for All Friday. We talk about whatever I want to talk about. Except other things are okay, too. I'm so worried I'm being a narcissist this whole episode. We're talking today, Free for All Fridays. We talk about whatever is interesting. And one thing I think is interesting is a personality type that is destructive. Maybe you've crossed paths with it. Maybe you struggle with it. And that is narcissistic personality type. Do you have a narcissist in your life that drives you crazy or instills fear in you or loathing or both? We're going to talk about that today. My guest is Jackie Angel. She is a fellow at the Word on Fire Institute. I think, Jackie, is fellow appropriate to say of a woman? Like, is there a feminine equivalent of a fellow?
Yes, I think it's that's hilarious. I've never thought of
Felina?
That.
Felina.
I'm a fellow of marriage and family life. So, yeah. Right.
along with Bobby Angel. You're the dynamic duo doing that, correct?
Yeah, he's a fellow of parish life. Yep.
Okay, so he does the parish stuff and you stay at home with the kids, marriage and family life.
Right. Part of my job is to raise my children.
Right. So, and we were talking a few weeks ago that you have an interest in, you've been reading a lot about and find fascinating narcissistic personality types.
Yes.
How to spot them, what to do with them. So how do you spot whether somebody's a narcissist or whether they're just annoying you?
Yeah. How do you tell someone's just a jerk or they're actually a narcissist? Well, the thing is with narcissism, it's a scale, right? So we all have narcissism. I mean, but there is a scale. And so I read a long time ago that on this particular scale and inventory, you know, normal people will score low, but like, and true narcissists will score at the top, but actors and politicians and people in academia will score really high on the narcissism scale. And I will say with social media, and there have been studies done that say our narcissism as a culture has grown immensely, because think about it, the whole culture is selfie. Like, we are a selfie culture. We're all about the self. And narcissism is about our ego. It's completely about me and the ego. And so, yeah.
So narcissism is not just making sure, you know, because Jesus says, love your neighbor as yourself. It's not just like taking care of your self-interest that matters. It's going above and beyond where like you love yourself more than anyone else. That's the Greek myth. Narcissus fell in love with his own reflection, falls in the water and drowns. So you're saying this is like some kind of excessive toxic self-love.
Yeah. And the kind of the key marks of narcissists is like a true like personality disorder is that they will lack empathy and they won't apologize. They are, unless it benefits them, like everything will benefit that they do will benefit the ego. And so they won't say sorry unless it benefits them in some way, because they're probably lying. Because they lack empathy, they're very manipulative. So if you've ever met somebody who, and there are different kind of types of narcissists. So there's like this, the somatic narcissist who will seduce people, use their body. And there's a cerebral narcissist who's almost like, that's not sexual at all, because they just want to tell you that they're smarter than you. And so they use their intellect. But if you've ever met a narcissist or worked for one or dated one, that's one of the keys, is like they lack empathy and they will, they're manipulative. They're super afraid of you finding out. Like deep inside, they're so insecure. They're terrified that you will find out the true person. One book I read about narcissism, the psychologist said basically like they're pushing down their real self and they're creating this false self that you're believing in. And Dr. Gregory Bataro, who's a Catholic psychologist, he says that it's created either from parents. Certain personality types, I'm sure, are more prone to it, but either parents overindulge or underindulge their child's emotional welfare. So we all probably know the typical narcissist, like the huge ego, the you know, they're very charismatic. They're very, we know politicians like this.
You know what's sad for Laura and I? So we were sick for a few weeks. I feel like everybody kind of got the bug around here recently. Like it just swept through Texas. And so we were just really tired and bedridden. And I do have to confess of a guilty pleasure of ours that we just decided to watch reality TV because we were just so tired and we just couldn't handle it. So we were watching like reality TV. And it's interesting how it becomes apparent to find the narcissists amongst these groups, the people who want attention. Oh. And it's like they lack empathy, but they also seem to lack self-awareness and that they can't. It's almost like they feel like they can stab you in the back one day and be your best friend the next day. And you should just be okay with that.
Sometimes, yeah, it's interesting because I've encountered some narcissists who are completely unaware. Actually, they've done studies like they're really happy because they're in their own little created world, right?
Right.
Now, see, like narcissism comes from a severe woundedness. And we're all wounded in some way from, you know, father wounds, mother wounds, sibling, whatever it is. Like we all have woundedness. So for instance, I have some friends, like I'm thinking of someone in particular who has some father wounds. And because of that, it's hard for them to admit they're wrong. Because if they admit they're wrong, it's almost like, well, my father was right. My father told me I wasn't good enough and I have to prove that I'm good enough. So, but that person doesn't lack empathy. So I'm like, well, you're not a narcissist because you can actually, but it's hard for them to apologize. It's hard for them to admit they're wrong. So a narcissistic thing is instead of saying like, I'm sorry, I hurt you, they'll say, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. That's
totally
like
the fake apology. It's like, that's fake a apology. Fake apology. I'm sorry. I love the, will you apologize? Sure. I'm sorry if you were offended and you took it the wrong way, what I said, and I'm sorry that you've overreacted to all this. It's like, you're not saying you're sorry. You're just making fun of me more.
Yeah. And you will know you are in a relationship with the narcissist in whatever capacity, if you feel like you have to record the conversation, because what'll happen is they'll twist what they said in the past and they'll say, I didn't say that. And you're like, yeah, you did. Like, so I have friends who are like, I feel like I need to record our conversations.
Yeah.
Because they're totally manipulating things and twisting words. They'll gaslight you, which makes you think you're going crazy. They'll make you feel like you're going crazy. So we all have narcissism, right? We all have pride. We all, right. So we all have to work that out. But like people who score really high on the scale, like it's a personality disorder. I mean, other personality disorders are like antisocial, like people who are sociopaths, psychopaths. I mean, narcissists, they will take you, they will manipulate you. They will, you know, some also have, did you watch The Fire Fest? Any of the documentary of The Fire Fest?
Oh, I've watched, yes, I watched the one, I think it was on Netflix, not Hulu, about Fire Festival. I actually also covered that on a previous Free For All Friday in something I call the celebrity hustle, which is where you get one celebrity to support a shady thing, and then he reels in the other celebrities. But you're talking about the guy who organized, so Fire Festival, for everyone who doesn't know, it was supposed to be this big party at Pablo Escobar's, the famous drug dealer's private island, and all these Instagram influencers are going to be there. It was a giant scam. People lost all their money. It was a horrible experience. And this guy running it, he seemed totally oblivious to the disaster unfolding. And he was like this fast-talking, shysty, and you're right, he's like a classic narcissist.
Well, and that's called the dark triad is when you have like a narcissist, it's like psychopathy and Machiavellianism. They're like the ultimate, I don't know if you watched there's a documentary too about the guy who did the college scandals, like the guy who helped all the parents get their kids into the colleges.
Oh.
Same thing. They're like one scam after another, and they have no remorse, no empathy, and they're really good scammers, but they have no remorse, and they like literally like, oh, I'm just helping. Like,
problem is though, Jackie, I still refuse to be mad at Aunt Becky for just trying to get her kids into school. We should have seen the pattern. She tried to get the twins into a private daycare and cheat their way in.
I know, right?
Yeah. But they refused to do that. No, I think for men of my particular age generation, imprinting in our development has made it impossible for us to be mad at Aunt Becky, Kelly Kapowski, or Topanga. We're just incapable of being mad at them.
Seriously. Topanga and Kelly Kapowski. I was thinking like movies, like in certain movies, the narcissists displayed in movies would be like, if you've seen Tangled, oh man, the Mother Gothel perfect example of a narcissist.
Dude, that's a dark movie.
Horrible. Oh, she's horrible because she – is so manipulative, so like throws Rapunzel under the bus, like, oh, it's just, and then we just watched Cruella and there's a total narcissist, and they even say the word narcissist, but you know what's interesting? I remember when the whole McCarrick scandal thing happened.
Right.
I was like, narcissist. Like, right. Because narcissists, and I've worked, you'll probably, and this is sad, but there are a lot of priests out there and a lot of bishops out there who are narcissists. And
yeah,
again, you can see it because a lot of narcissists are very charismatic. They have a loyal base. They woo people to themselves.
And that allows them to attain higher positions.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And if you are not loyal to them, they will cut you. They will cut you out of the group. Mm-hmm. And they will manipulate. They can be abusive. So a lot of like abusers. Oh, it's, and I know people who have, a young teen came up to me and said her dad is a narcissist. And there's a guy on YouTube, Patrick Tehan, who does like role playing where he shows you what it's like on a phone conversation with like a narcissistic father.
Yeah.
And the comments, Trent, are heartbreaking because these people are like, and then he shows like what a normal conversation with a good dad would be like in that same scenario. And people are like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that existed. This, like, are you serious? Like, that real dad actually exists? Because I grew up with a dad who is constantly, you're worthless. Like, again, it's all about them. And so even if it's your own child, you're never, as a parent, like the parent who's a narcissist is never wrong. That's your fault. You know, like, they'll always blame somebody else for anything. And then there's like the covert narcissists who are kind of like the woe is me. They're not all like the super egoists that we think of when we think of narcissists. But some are like the world is against me. Like the very victim, like if only this happened, like I would be amazing. You know,
the overt narcissists openly display their
grandiosity.
Like, yeah. And that they're in charge of everything, and people who don't understand that are idiots. But the covert ones, they are kind of failures in a lot of ways, but it was just like they're both the overt ones won't take responsibility for their lack of empathy that allows them to succeed, and the covert narcissists won't take responsibility for their lack of empathy that prevents them from identifying their failures from actually taking responsibility.
You're always blaming. And the thing is, like, so I studied psychology in college and I was always fascinated by this stuff. Like abnormal psych was probably one of my favorite classes, but it wasn't until I started encountering people like this that I started researching about it, because I worked for one. I have friends who were, I kind of started seeing some things and I just started researching like what is this? And I can't tell you. And then like just one thing after another, because the estimate is like 5% of the population is narcissistic, is like a narcissist, like the actual personality disorder. And they said, like, I read that like 9% have personality disorder. So that's a lot of people. That's like one out of every 10 people, you know,
yeah,
has a personality disorder. And I was always terrified that I was going to marry somebody. Do you remember like Scott Peterson when we were younger, who that is?
Oh yeah. Who killed his pregnant wife.
Yeah. I remember thinking, cause he's good looking guy, like, oh, but he's kind of like, I don't know, sociopath.
Well, what's kind of weird, Jackie, is I had the reverse fear that, like, because I'm good looking and charming, like, women wouldn't marry me. It's like, oh man, look at that good looking, charming guy. Like, he's going to be Scott Peterson. Like, I can't marry him. Like, so I had the reverse fear.
I mean, I was like terrified, like, that I was going to date like these. And that it always kind of was like standoffish or like gross to me when I would meet a Catholic guy who was like such a smooth talker, like, ugh, it made me want to throw up in my mouth. And I met a couple guys like that, and like immediately I was just like, gross, like I will not date one of those again, because I was kind of worried, like, what if this guy just pretends to be an amazing person, then I marry him and they turn out to be crazy. And when I met Bobby, it was so good that, like, he was such a dork. Like, he's such a dork, and he's good looking, but he is such a dork. So I was like, oh, thank God, like, such a humble guy.
That's why you need to tell your advice for women should be, don't marry a Zach, marry a Corey Matthews. That's who you should look for.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know what? I remember, I just thought of this. I had a friend who was married a very short time, and everyone kind of was like, dude, what happened? And I had just posted an article on Facebook like years ago about what makes a narcissist.
Right.
She wrote me and she said, Jackie, this was the guy I was married to. And he turned everyone against me, threw me under the bus, and everyone believed him. And they all thought it was my fault because he's so charming and charismatic. And like, oh my gosh. And I just, my heart broke, but I'm telling you, it just, like, I kept meeting them, like, and I kept seeing, again, like, bishops in the media or priests in the media. I'm like, oh boy.
So what are, like, let's draw together, what are some strategies you'd recommend? Like, how do you deal with a narcissist? I've heard some people say you just can't have relationships with them at all, which might make sense to choose maybe to not date some people, but how do you manage them when you have to engage them?
So certain okay, it's interesting because there's this one psychologist I really like on YouTube. Her name is Dr. Romani, and she, that's kind of her specialty is narcissism. So she's really fascinating to watch, and she talks about dating relationships and other relationships, and she's like, you're going to be a, like, you're just going to be stepped on. Like, that's what they do to you, is they step, like, because if this is a family member, and granted, I will say, we probably all have some family members who aren't necessarily, don't have the personality disorder, but they're pretty, maybe tough to be around because they're pretty narcissistic.
Right.
And they kind of are rude and just jerks. But yeah, definitely if you are dating somebody, get out, get out. But she doesn't believe that it's possible for a narcissist to really change. She kind of thinks that you can only bring them to a certain level and how to behave. But Dr. Gregory Bataro, and I asked him, I said, is it possible for narcissists to actually be helped? And he said, well, the biggest step is, like, if they're willing to come get therapy, that is a huge, because some people will never, ever admit it and they will never recognize it. But if someone has come to therapy to get help, he really believes. He's like, oh yeah, I definitely have helped people. And I just think too, as a Catholic, with God's grace, like, God, you know, in healing, because as Catholics, we have a different baseline of, like, the human person, you know, that's the difference is, like, when you study psychology, I was talking to Dr. Bataro about this, like, psychology doesn't get it all right, you know, because they're missing a part of the human person, like, when we think of how the human person is, and in the soul, really, like, so he was like, oh yeah, I really believe, he was telling me there's only been one person that he really hasn't, who maybe had, like, a borderline personality that he couldn't, just didn't change, but they have to be willing to do the work, and a lot of narcissists might not ever admit that they have work to do, so that's kind of the first step, is if, like, they're in therapy, they realize something's wrong in their relationships. But I will say, gosh, if it's your family member, you just have to be, you kind of have to learn the tools of how to deal with these people. Or if you're working for somebody, it's sad that I know people who work for narcissists and they're like, oh yeah, as long as you, like, stroke their ego, you know, like, oh, you're so wonderful, they'll give you what you want. I'm like, but that's so sad that, like,
you don't want to have to play their game. You have to step out of it a little bit.
Yeah. And you have to guard yourself against, because they will walk all over you. And if it's a friend, again, I'm trying to think of, like, people you can't get away from, but if it's certain friends, you definitely can.
It sounds like you have to have just, like, good boundaries. There's another good book by Townsend, I think is his name. I'll include a lot of these resources, by the way, everybody, if you're listening, we've thrown out a few names here. I'll put in the link in the description for this video. But Townsend has a great book, Boundaries. There's a bunch of books on that, but I think that's a big key there with lots of people, but especially narcissists, to say, no, I have this clear boundary. I don't do X. I don't talk about Y. And then you're safe from their clutches, from them getting you to do things for them or talk about things that they can use against you later.
Yeah, exactly. The boundaries. And there, again, like, I've had friends who aren't even full-blown narcissists, but we've had to cut off friendships because I can't be your friend if you can't even admit you're wrong about something.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's not a real friendship. And especially if we are trying to get each other to heaven, helping each other get to heaven and, like, keeping each other accountable, you can't keep somebody accountable if they can never admit they're wrong.
Well, that's the biggest danger with narcissism when it comes, especially if you fall into that, is that the narcissist, the thing that infuriates them the most is being in the presence of someone better than them. You know, like when another person is being given praise and they aren't, I feel like it drives them nuts. So imagine that person, for that person who's a narcissist, heaven would literally be hell for them, where everyone's praising God and nobody's praising them. So that's why it's such a spiritually dangerous thing to watch out for.
Yeah, but the glory is not on them. They'll be. Yeah, and again, we're called to love people. Yeah. We don't have to be best friends with people. We are called to love, which means wanting heaven for people. But boundaries, there are certain people, I mean, not even narcissists. There are certain people in our lives we need good boundaries with because it's, again, they're toxic. Like, some people are just not good for our lives, our families. They suck the life out of us. They don't bring our lives joy and peace. It's, you know, worse when they're in it. So we're called to love them, which does not mean we have to be best friends with them. You definitely need good boundaries because you're not meant to be a doormat.
Right. Amen to that. Jackie, thanks so much for coming on the show. I've had Bobby already on, so I'll need to have the two of you on. Maybe Laura and I and you and Bobby will do a couple's power free-for-all Friday on some fun subject.
About how to apologize to your spouse.
Right. Is it just Bobby and I apologizing you and Laura for the entire
always. No, you know what is good though too is like as parents learning, our parents probably didn't do that. I don't know if your parents did. My parents really didn't. But even as parents, learning how to apologize to your kids, because that is such a huge, again, that's such a wound in so many kids is like our parents just not apologizing. Like, and they don't teach us then how to do that. So, you know, that would be a good, whether it's marriage or family, whatever. That's my fellowship. So that's
what I like. And where can people learn more about the work that you're doing with Word on Fire Institute?
If they join the Institute, we're working on some exciting things. I can't really tell about it now, but that's where a lot of stuff will be. But we're just busy creating content outside of the Institute and within the Institute, and hopefully we'll be able to talk about it soon.
Right. Soon. All shall be revealed soon. Jackie, thank you so much for stopping by the show. Thank you all for listening. We hope this has helped you. Check out the resources in the video description below. And I hope that you all have a very blessed weekend.
If you liked today's episode, become a premium subscriber at our Patreon page and get access to member-only content. For more information, visit TrentHornPodcast.com.